Throughout our history, billions of children have been born, and each one of them, as their lives were lived, those were lives of significance. Some would live what we would consider ordinary lives, but some would go on to lead revolutions or create culture or invent something that changed the way that humans live today. For a long time, there was talk of this baby boy being born, and this boy would change our world forever. He was to be the Savior, and he was born, and his name was Jesus. And in a dream, an angel came to his earthly father, Joseph, and said, you're going to name this boy Jesus, but he's also going to be known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. My name is Brandon Vasquez, and I'm the campus pastor at our Palma Valley campus. And as we go through our series of the names of God, today we're going to focus on Emmanuel, God with us. We're going to be in Matthew 1, 18 through 22. So let's read that together. 18, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so Jesus was born, and he lived his life, and then he died on the cross as the ultimate sacrifice for you and me. And then he was rose again. He rose again. He was risen, and then went back and ascended back into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And so, was Emmanuel only true for the 30-plus years that Jesus lived here? That would be a hard pill to swallow. But fortunately, that's not true. Because as each woman and man puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are then indwelled by the Holy Spirit, which is one part of the triune God. And so in that way, God is still with us through the Holy Spirit. He is still Emmanuel, God with us. But my question for us is, do we even care? Does your workplace look different because of Emmanuel? If Emmanuel is true, if God is with us, has that changed the way that you show up in your singleness? Would our spouses and kids say that, yeah, my mom or my dad, like they live lives that ring that Emmanuel is true, that God is with us. For as much hope and comfort that we can find in the Spirit of God, may it also be a challenge to us. A challenge to us that God is with us, and do our lives look differently today because of that truth? We'll see you next time.